Michael, anyway?
There's
a Michael anyway here at the ANU. No. Me neither. I don't think you know much about audio. How's that for font? Can you actually read the writing? Mr. Parker?
Yeah?
What's that there?
That's what I'm happening.
What's this thing?
If you click on it, then it's a fire crashes.
What is it like, Sue?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
I thought you heard a typo.
No.
I should have known better.
No, it's very confusing. I've got this one. It's already a conference in Germany. I'm right at the same time as LCA.
Cool.
And so then, but they already have it's like 2 days before LAC.
4 days nice, you're 2005 and LAC, you know. Exactly. Contribute to license agreement. That's in the fashion space.
Okay.
Steve, who are you? There's streams up on that machine now.
People watching or what? Hello. I ate a red candle. I pooped a hammer. I drank a lava lamp. It wasn't lava. I eat fiberglass insulation. It wasn't cotton candy like that man said. My stomach is itchy.
Crikey! The second link for me now is the Ubuntu interview.
That was me. Desktop usability. Next step is killing off Mac OS X. In terms of desktop usability.
Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
That's his dust. And space ass monkey. Oh! Hey, what about Jeff or Ass Monkey without the Eugenia? No, but whenever I say Ass Monkey, I say Ass Monkey.
That's the British way.
No, that's the American way. Fascist. Oh, David's blog. Weird.
Right. Then you have
Would you like to use SQL Lite or MySQL?
Oh, that's great.
Seriously. Oh, my God. Congratulations. Please press the finish button because I couldn't do it myself.
The best rant on Wizards I've ever seen was this guy who was taking the piss out of the desktop cleanup wizard in Zeus.
The font that Wine chose. Bum, bum, bum! You're installing proprietary software! Oh, the horror! Oh, this one's great.
Fantastic.
Oh man, I love that so much.
And this one uses Windows icons.
Oh shit, that's the like a really, really old version.
Yeah. And then it has like, you know, all this crazy bullshit.
Yeah, the rant on the desktop cleanup wizard was basically, you know what it does, right?
Yeah.
So basically you run it and it says, welcome. It says, page one is, welcome to the desktop cleanup wizard. Please press next to continue. Next. Goes, the desktop cleanup wizard will put all the unused files you have done on your desktop for the 160 days into a folder named unused icon. Press next to continue. Press next.
What? Well, this one? Oh, this one's the boobies.
Are you giving it talk?
Boobies.
Oh, wow.
Oh, right. That's why. That's what you meant.
Yeah. See? Look at that. Well positioned. Well placed. Oh, that's not the one where he's looking down his shirt. That one is great. Okay. Someone described this as looking through from the bottom of a Coke glass or vomit.
Yep. Ready?
Yeah. We've got people watching.
Yeah. fuck is he?
On the right.
Ah, here. Are you guys grabbing the screen as well? Who's got the sound? Sound. This one? Am I talking into here? I've got to talk like this. Raise and lower?
Hello.
Good. Righto. Can you guys hear me? Good sound? Feedback. I'm going to install the Firefox plugin on this box, if that's okay.
Rock! Go for it. You probably won't let you.
Huh? We'll try our best. How can I demo it if I don't have the Firefox installed? Too loud? And I ate a red candle. How can I get away with this? Go. Here we go. Ooh. How can I get out? Bob? Proxy.
I'm not going to tell you lies over a worldwide extension.
Excellent.
3407.
3407. Okay, should I do a dance or something to make them look at something else?
Username field and everyone out there in Fluendo land watch me do it.
That'll be fun. Well done. Thank you.
Welcome.
Mm. Now, I'm giving a live demo on how to install the Firefox plugin. Oh, isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Oh, you know that Echo is not cool. Click Edit Options. We'll try again. Ah, I can install it. That's good.
We can decide that later because we just don't advertise the stream on this machine. We don't want to do that. Like, we're hosting the orgs and the speakers and whatever's on that box as well. And that's okay. We just don't tell people about the blah 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 directory.
Bob, I think I need you again. I had to restart the Firefox after the installation. Now I need your cache thing again. Sorry about that. The last time. Then I'm ready to go.
I can give you your own account, have it.
Don't worry about it, just put it in now.
But if we
go to
your own account, you'll be able to authenticate having a wireless network as well.
Do you want to really trust me? Think about that. Okay. Phew. Okay, we're set to go. I think this is start point zero. That echo is really annoying. Anyway, so people want to learn about the Continuous Media Web. I'm going to give a talk about it. So what I'm going to talk about is the key idea. I give a quick demo. Talk about the technical components that these technology is made up of. I talk about the software and briefly mention a bit about the standards. So the key idea is that video and audio files are currently really alien formats on the web. You can't search for them as you're doing with normal text files. You can't search for clips inside audio and video files. You can't have direct access into clips through a URL. And you can't be surfing out of a clip by clicking on a URL to be having that whole hyperlinking surfing experience that you have on the web. You don't have that with audio and video files. Also, dynamic creation of content on the server, as you can do with HTML pages right now, where you have scripts that dynamically create your HTML page as for typical for news pages, is not currently possible with audio and video. However, we're here to change that, and we've done so with the Continuous Media Web technology. So, okay, we're into demo land already. To best describe what we want to do, I just briefly give a demo, and we'll start off with, where's Firefox gone? Here we go. I'll start off with Firefox, and I'm actually going to start with searching the content. So, as I said, you can't currently search for audio and video, although guys like Google claim they can, but they can only really search on limited stuff. We can do the full shebang, and I'm showing this now. The content we've got on here is a bit of movie content, a bit of medical content, and some financial news, and a bit of, I guess, Syrah research. I think I'm going to look for a bit of video movie content, so Shrek 2. No, just Shrek. See what comes up. Okay, so I look for Shrek, and I find a whole set of clips that relate to Shrek. All of these clips in our database, in our collection on the web server somewhere. It's not a database at the moment. Match this query, and I can click on any one of them. And hopefully it'll start up the Firefox plugin that I've just installed. Rock. First time running on this machine. Yeah. Okay. It's sending currently, kind of stuck. Andre. You reckon it doesn't have permissions to stream from media?
Sorry.
What do you reckon?
Probably doesn't have permissions to install it properly You don't register.
It said before it was installing it. But maybe it didn't install the VLC stuff, you reckon? Anyway, I can still talk about what's in here. So on the left side, we see the clip list. So we can't see the video, but let's assume the video is playing in that big black thingy there. There's a clip list on the side, and we can even see some of the clips and the descriptions that go with those clips at the bottom left there in the descriptions. And what I can also see is the hyperlinks, if there were any. Hold on, I'll find one that has hyperlinks. This one has a hyperlink, for example. There's one interview with Antonio Banderas. That's the hyperlink that's attached to that second clip there. And so I can continue and click on this one and go into the next video. Andre, is that the problem you said before?
Yeah,
it didn't install properly. Permission problems. Anyway, it should just go to... Okay, let's assume it worked. Okay, why did it work just now and now it doesn't work anymore? That's just wrong. Somebody's blocked me. Can't believe it. Anyway, so you can go into the video, you can hyperlink if all the networking issues are sorted out and you're not stopped by any firewalls and stuff. And you can click on, as you're used to with web pages, and you can click the back button to be going back to where you were before. So you can see, I click the forward button and it works. Back, forward. See if it works now. No, it still doesn't work. And you can click into more videos, into the clips inside the videos, and of course when it's crawled, you can search it. So let's go back to the presentation. Searching works, hyperlinks to clips inside videos, search based on free text annotations of clips and metadata. So what we've done is we've attached free text annotations to these clips, which is the stuff you saw in the left bottom of the screen. And metadata is structured data like you have in a HTML page. And all of that stuff gets crawled by the search engine. This search engine here that we've used is Syrah's own search engine and didn't take long to put analytics support into it. Right. Come on. So the browsing demo I've given as well, point out the description, the clips, and the hyperlinks. And now what was necessary to be able to allow to do that. What we've realized is that all audiovisual documents, all audiovisual files actually come as a structured file. They all consist of a sequence of clips. And so we can make use of that structure for putting annotations towards that structure. And these annotations contain the hyperlinks, the time to arise, contain a a markup, and that's the CMML. The continuous media markup language is essentially the analogous thing to HTML for the continuous media web. So if you want to mark up a video file, you have to structure it like a web page, like a HTML page, but you use that clip structure that you've defined on at the top, and you annotate it in these clips to put hyperlinks into it and those annotations. And then, because you want to transmit it over the web, you've got to interleave it together with audio and video content. And that's done with Anadex. The Anadex exchange format is putting those annotations inside audio and video files, mixing them together. What we've used as the basis for the Anadex format is the OCK container. So we've extended the OCK container with a bit to make it streamable with annotations. And CMML, as I said, is very much based on HTML. What do they look like? So the URI time scheme looks a bit like this. You can specify temporal offsets with URLs by just specifying queries which get handled on the server through a web server. And for example, you can specify it with SIMT25, which is the time code you've got on VCRs. Or you can specify it with second offsets, specified in MPT. Or you can even specify it with clock times, real-world clock times, which would be something that an IRC bot, as Conrad is running right now on Hash Anadex, will be recording. So those annotations can then directly link into those videos. So next thing was the markup language that we defined, and the CMML looks very much like HTML. StarTag CMML and end tag down here. We've got a head tag in here. That's the second one, the second paragraph from the top is a head tag, and the head tag looks exactly like an HTML head tag. And then we've got a set of clip tags which each describe one particular clip in the video. At the bottom is the stream tag, and the stream tag is used for authoring. So you can use this file to describe that file there, shrek2review.ogg, is the Theora file that would be annotated with this CMML file. And the stream down here, the head tag and the sequence of clip tags get interleaved into the the annotated stream together with that video file up there. And there can be more than one file, so we have multi-track audio or multi-track video files as well. And this is how it works. Take the CMML file, a head tag, the set of clip tags together with the time continuous data file, the audio or the video file, mux it together, and out comes a stream that's got temporally interleaved annotations in it. This is the clip that we used before that I used in the CMML representation, and it's interleaved into the data file at that point in time. That's how it looks. So generally, how does it work? Of course, like the web always works, we've got a browser or a player sending a URL over to the server, and the server replies with an Anadex file, which is what the player can play back. In effect, I can probably use the mouse here. Oh, cool. So the player sends it over to the server, and that replies back with the Anadex file. Now, if we're a search engine, we don't really want to get all of the data. All we really want is the annotations, because the annotations are the textual representation of the audio or the video file. So the crawler would send a URL to the server, but only requesting the XML content, the CMML file itself, to be returned. And it does so by setting the content type request in the HTTP header to be stronger for CMML than for Anadex. And so the server will return an XML file to the crawler. And the crawler can index it for searches. So the idea in the future is to also support it on different other consumer media devices. We've actually by now also done a implementation for mobile phones, a first one. Come on. So what's the process look like, and what's the software that we need to do all of this? Well, when you look at the content, you've got the content sitting here. And then you need to massage the content into the right format to be able to host it, to be able to stream it out from a web server. And in order to do that, you need to do some anadexing, and we've developed a graphical authoring tool. Unfortunately, currently it's only for Windows. But we've also got Conrad's wonderfully developed Anx Inc. Command line annotation, anadexing tool, which is available for free download from the website, anadex.net. And so what you're doing first is you're anadexing your content. You're writing CMML files, and you're merging them together with the video content. Then you put them up on a server, a web server, and that web server needs to be able to serve out that content with also an extension to be able to serve out from particular time offsets and particular clips as requested from a client. So we're using Apache here as the web server with a module with ModAnadex, which extends Apache to be providing those time offsets and a few other functionalities. And then it goes over the network, goes to the consumer, and the consumer will have to install a browser extension, as in the Firefox plugin, or a standalone Anadex browser, which we've done for the mobile phone, to be able to view the content. In addition, of course, the search engine provides searching on that content. Currently, it's only Panoptic, but we're confident that somebody at some point in time will extend Google to do it too. Okay, what's the software that we have? Currently, we've got the base software, which is the C development libraries, LibAnadex, LibCMML, LibOxy, and a few others, which Jack is putting into Debian, the latest releases right now, I'm sure. Hey, Jack, say hello on IRC. Then we've got media framework support. We've developed stuff for Xeen, for VideoLAN, and also on Windows for Direct Show. Somebody's laughing. I'm not sure I missed out on any frameworks, but we've developed so much code in the framework arena that it's growing out of our ears. And then at last we wanted to get into actual application, and that's what we did next. We developed authoring software, as I mentioned, the command line tools. For writing CMML files, we've got a few tools as well, CMML Validate, CMML Fix, and CMML Fortune. CMML Fortune will create you a CMML file using Fortune, and so it'll have some random content in it. It's quite fun. Conrad developed that. And then we've got the Anadex tools from LibAnadex and LibOxy, which do Anx Rip to split out the different streams again if you want to, and Anx Info to get a bit of information on the Anadex file. And same thing actually for Oxy Info and OxyDump, if you just want to inspect SIF files. And Anx Creator is the Windows GUI authoring tool that we developed. It looks like this. There's a button here for new clip, creation of new clips. And the clips then accumulate here on the side, one after the other, and you can put in information into the clips. In here, the image, the keyframe, gets automatically extracted from the video, and so you build up that table of content interactively in Anx Creator, essentially. We might change the name of Anx Creator in the future, by the way. It's a bit geeky.
Makes me anxious.
Makes you anxious. Anx Creator, isn't it? Anyway, then, of course, the next thing you do is hosting the content and providing for the search. I've mentioned Apache web server that we're using that. Conrad's also working on a CGI script that you can dump in your CGI bin, and then will also provide the same functionality as ModAnadex is doing, with a bit less security issues, I suppose. That's only possible because Benno has developed Python bindings for LibAnadex. So Benno, go! Then we've got Panoptic Search Engine for providing the crawling and indexing, obviously, which you can test out for yourself. There's demo content up on Anadex, anxsearch.centi.net.au. You can always get there from anadex.net. Anadex.net is really the main web URL to remember. Then what we've got as well, come on, is the mobile phone browser. That's currently still under development, but that's the big thing that Sarah is trying to commercialize, and this is the way we're trying to get money in. We'll see how that's going to pan out. But for general use on the World Wide Web, we've done everything freely and openly, and it's all on anodex.net. The Firefox plugin can be downloaded from there, as seen before. And Andre has worked on that Firefox plugin and is still working on it because there's always more issues cropping up. Go to track.anodex.net if you have any more bugs to report. Andre will kill you. Or love it, whatever. Okay, and we've not done this all in isolation. We've actually decided that this is stuff that we want other people to be picking up and working with. And so we've developed internet drafts and submitted them to IETF. So we're expecting other people to comment on this and to extend the formats together with us. There's CMML, Anodex, and the Timed URI extensions. There's three internet drafts at IETF. I've also written the OCK RFC, which is actually an RFC already. These are only internet drafts, so they're at the beginning of their life cycle. But the OCK RFC was sort of a fundamental thing for us to do. First of all, to find out about how the process is for standardization and learn about how RFCs get made. And, of course, also we wanted one specification of the OCK file format from which we could go with our Anodex specification. Yeah, and we've had a bit of discussion in different standards bodies. So W3C has discussed the URI extension a bit, and the RTP-RTSP group at IETF has discussed it a bit as well. Eventually, we want to put Anodex not just over HTTP, but also be able to distribute it over RTP-RTSP. So we're going to make mappings for RTP or RTSP as well, when we get around to it. Currently, our main aim is to get the better reference implementations out. We've got the stuff already, but it's always good to improve it, and we want you guys to help us as well. And we want to get uptake. So for uptake, we need content, and for content, we've got LCA, and that's what we're working towards. Existing software? Why is that in here? I think I've said all of these. Okay, don't worry about it. Oh, yeah, maybe just the last line here is interesting. The codecs that we work with are the codecs from SIFT.org. So we're working with Ogg Vorbis, Speaks, and Theora. We've had an MPEG-1 plugin, so we could theoretically do MPEG-1 as well, but we really want to do open codecs, especially out on the Internet. If we do some, as the CSIRO, do some proprietary project, where somebody wants to have a particular implementation, maybe we'll do some other codec support. But currently, we're really going for the open codecs and want to encourage everyone to use them. Yeah, and that's the team. Mainly us guys who've developed this. Essentially, those two guys. I'm just driving the standards. And, go to anodex.net. And I guess that concludes my talk. Have we got any questions on IRC?
No.
Stephen says he's watching.
Stephen who?
Stephen, do you have a question
for him? Mr. LCA 205 himself. I'll do the chicken payback. Who is watching?
Rillian
is watching. Oh, I'm going to go hide. So Rillian's always wanted some slides from me. Rillian, do you want these slides? Do you like these slides? Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed it. It wasn't too boring, although I saw you could talk all the time. In the back row, but I don't have anyone watching in the front row. It's really disturbing. Any more feedback? Cool. What do you want to do? You want to give us... Now I've killed everyone with the
sword.
Here, you can...
So that sounded really good.
You can do the chicken payback. Oh my God.
I don't know what this chicken payback thing is.
You don't know the chicken payback? Where can we get the chicken payback? Your turn to give a talk. Hello, talk about Ubuntu.
Estoy buscando sus pantalones.
Ubuntu.
Yeah, now we gotta go. We gotta get a coach at six. Yeah. But the audio quality from this was great.
Good, excellent.
It's fantastic. So whether they're using this or the...
And the... So can we watch... Oh, this window went over 5 o'clock.
Oh, do you want to watch the video, do you?
Yeah, can we watch the video?
Yeah.
Can we get the videos, I guess? There'll be two.